your life to the next level. Freedom. Your business, your fitness, your dreams. Freedom. Let's go. What up, what up, what up? It's your boy, Kaveh, Inspiration Engineer. You already know what it is. Welcome back to another episode of the Daily Motivation Podcast. I am your host, edutainer, speaker, performer, coach, here to help you take massive action, get major results, and really move life to a whole nother level. That's what we do here, baby. So if this is your first time here, welcome. If you've been here before, you already know what it is. Be sure to tag a friend, share it out if anything resonates. Let me know if you're vibing with the message. You know, give me some feedback. Let me know. Keep it 3,000. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what's real. So with that said, I've got a thought. I've got a message today on the heart, on the spirit that I wanted to give you because it's real. And that's what we do here. I just try to keep it 3,000% always, you know, and forever, as the song goes. So first off, you know, happy Tuesday to you, right? Depending on where you're at in the world. Are you enjoying today's episode of the Daily Motivation Podcast? Well, head on over to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/Kaveh, Kaveh, to show your support and keep the show going. You can subscribe for as little as $2 a month, all the way up to receiving weekly coaching with Kaveh at $600 a month and everything in between. Get motivation music, empowerment, join the group and the community, and so much more. Now let's get back to the show. I've got a buddy in town from Maine, and we were having a conversation last night that really got me inspired, motivated, and encouraged. Now, you know, with all due honesty, anytime that somebody gives you a good challenge, it should be multifaceted, right? One part of it might stir the ego a little bit or kind of maybe rub you the wrong way, or it should also inspire you if it's from a place of love, what we call constructive criticism, what we call feedback. You need feedback not only from your customer marketplace, but from those that know you best to help you to make sure that you're on the right path and you're continuing in the right direction, right? So what was said, and I'm just going to give you the paraphrase of it because it's the concept of what we want to talk about, not necessarily the minutia of everything that was said. But I've been talking a lot about how, you know, Kanye West said on the Joe Rogan interview fairly recently, he said, majority of people think one-to-one, and I think in symphonies. That's what he said. And so whether you love Kanye or whether you hate him, that's not relevant for this part of the discussion. What's relevant is his thinking process is different from everybody out there. And so to a lot of people, Kanye is, you know, he'll go on rants and he's all over the place. However, it's like all these different points to make one point. And whether somebody identifies or aligns with him on him thinking he's a genius or whatnot, one thing that cannot be denied is the man is polarizing. You either love him or you hate him. These are facts. So what I want to take from that is he said, I think in symphonies. And so from a thinking process, when you are on your dream, on your path, on your journey, the vision and the thing that you do, the way that you think, the person that you are is not going to be like everybody else. Facts. So sometimes what you're going to come across is somebody's idea or the vision that they have for you based on their level of understanding may or may not align to what your understanding is. And what's really important and what's really gets me pumped up, but it's also a very sad statistic, 85% to 88%, this is a current data point, of the world globally, men and women hate what they do, which is so sad. Hate what they do. I didn't say dislike. Hate. It's not funny, but I'm like, that's crazy. So if you hate what you do at your job and you're at your job 5 to 6 days out of 7 on average, majority of people, how many people really can give you wisdom about finding success and finding happiness? How many people can actually talk to that? Okay, that's number one. Number two, everybody thinks they know and everybody has an opinion about what they think is the right way based on their level of understanding and what we call the paradigm of what they understand. And what I love about this, I heard a gentleman, shout out to my man, Cullen Happy Haskins. He said, you know, as he's instructing, he said, it's not right, it's not wrong, but it's based on my experience, ... Right? So my friend Jonathan is giving me feedback based on his experience, based on what he understands and looking at what I'm doing constructively from the wisdom that he has in the space that he's in. Like, yo, I mean, this is what I understand and I don't understand what you're doing, bro. Like, are you doing the right thing? Right? I mean, it was from a place of love. Now you want to first off identify, like, is this person really trying to serve you and help you? Or is it maybe like some bias, some jealousy and all these different things? But going back to Kanye West, if someone thinks in symphonies and that's their level of perspective, or let's go one other way. Let's look at it at a different perspective. Let's not use Kanye, but we'll keep the principle the same. There's not too many people on the planet that can have an intelligent conversation with Elon Musk about going to Mars, because people don't understand what does it take to get to Mars. People don't even understand what does it take to get to the moon. So if you don't understand what it takes to get there, how can you have a conversation at the same level? Does that make sense? So it's not in disrespect. It's not in anything out of alignment to that. Just understand that depending on where you're at in your journey and depending on what you've been able to, you could say, accomplish, or your, again, your level of awareness, there's different things that fall into the mix. Not everybody's going to be able to communicate with you in a way that makes sense, even though the heart might be in the right place. So you've got to be able to decipher feedback.
Are you enjoying today's episode of the Daily Motivation Podcast? Well, head on over to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/Cauvee, CAUVEE, to show your support and keep the show going. You can subscribe for as little as $2 a month, all the way up to receiving weekly coaching with Cauvee at $600 a month and everything in between. Get motivation music, empowerment, join the group and the community, and so much more. Now let's get back to the show.
Right. And never be at a place where you're not open to receiving the feedback, even if that feedback is coming from a dark place. Right. When you polarize, when you start getting comfortable, when you start generating in purpose, when you start vibrating at the right energy, it is inevitable. You're going to attract light. You're going to attract darkness. That's what it is. I didn't write the rules of the game, but I know how it's played. Right? I know you need two dice in Monopoly if you want to get out of jail. I just know the game. You know what I'm saying? So ultimately what I'm getting at from this is be open, number one, to getting feedback. You're going to get it regardless. Be open to it. Number two, understand that if the person that is giving the advice hasn't done what you're doing, then think about that as well. So we talked about one of the greatest things you can do is surround yourself with mentors, advisors, and people that have done what you want to do or have expertise in the areas of life that you don't, right? And then last but not least, you want to be able to figure out what part of it can I accept and can I take in, and what part of it doesn't align. So everything that was said in our conversation between Jonathan and I, it made me really start reflecting, because it was in truth to certain extent. All right, based on your portfolio of work, based on your body of work, based on the vision that you've told me or the things that I've seen or maybe the things that I've experienced as your friend and a fan of what you do, something ain't adding up, bruh. 2 + 2 = 4 is basically what was being said. And so I was like, all right, well, let me really reflect on this. Is 2 + 2 = 4, or is my equation off? And so that's what I want to drive home, because I'm so thankful to have him and have other people in my life that are able to not only edify and empower and help and motivate and these types of amazing things, but additionally people that are, they have the wisdom in areas that I don't have. So you're going to want to have people in your life that can do just that, be just that, and to help push you. And this is the last thing I want to leave you with as we close out. So I had wrote, I said, you can be around people who let you stay mediocre and average. Okay. That's your choice. Or you can be around people who really push you to be your best. That is also a choice. So the decision that you want to think of, the decision that you want to make is, what are the type of people that I want to be around? It's your boy, Covey. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning in. If the message resonates, let me know what did or what did not. And until the next time, you already know what it is. Boo. I want to thank you again for joining me on the Daily Motivation Podcast. Make sure to comment, leave us a 5-star review, and tag a friend so we can keep the daily motivation going. Yeah, I appreciate you so much. And until the next episode, boom.